Diversity and inclusion are tenets of the Indianapolis Public Schools District, but the enrollment policies have contributed to a disproportionate number of white students at the district's most popular choice programs. From WFYI's Education Desk, Elizabeth Gabriel reports families and staff at a Midtown school want the enrollment policies changed.
Choice schools by design are supposed to promote high academic achievement and cultural diversity. The Tazia family says diversity in schools looks something like this.
To me, diversity means having a variety of races throughout the entire school.
I just want everybody to share, be educated on each other's lives, being equal with skin colors. And it's important because it's supposed to be a global school and it's not.
That was Ali, Sinai, and Layla, students at the Center for Inquiry School 70 in the Indianapolis Public Schools District. Although they know what diversity and inclusion should look like, they don't always see it in their school. That's because the white student population has increased from less than half of the school to 60%. All three kids have endured racism and microaggressions from both staff and students. Brandy Tazia and her 7-year-old daughter Layla say a student bullied her in March after Layla asked a white student to watch her doll.
She told me to go because she could punch me in my eye, but since I was black, nobody would see it.
Oh, because you're black, nobody would see it. Okay, so then that bothered Layla because we taught her what racism meant. And so what was your response to the little girl?
I said, first of all, that's racist, so please don't say that.
Brandy believes this happened because of the lack of diversity.
We were irritated because why is it still happening? And the reason why is because it starts young. If they don't see any more diversity themselves, being the white students, then these racial comments are going to naturally happen. And then I don't want to have my child experience that.
The school's 6th and 7th grades are fairly diverse, but the lower grades haven't been in recent years. Layla is the only black girl out of 3 black students in her class, so Brandy mentioned the lack of diversity to Principal Christine Collier last year. A few months later, Collier started a parent group where they talk about racial equity.
When the parents were meeting, it was like, I don't want to just come and talk. I want to look at what needs to improve. How do we take action?
Parent advocates have asked IPS to remove an enrollment policy that gives preference to students who live within a half-mile boundary of the school.
If you live in the neighborhood of the school, then you get priority over the rest of the people in the district. And most of the choice schools are located in mostly white neighborhoods. So if you don't have a priority boundary, then anyone who wants to come would have equal opportunity to come, other than siblings. There's sibling priority.
But changing the policy isn't easy. It would take approval by the IPS Board of Commissioners, and the removal of the proximity priority may not make a huge difference. That's because School 70 has a sibling priority policy. Bill Murphy is the executive director of Enroll Indy, the nonprofit school enrollment system used by IPS. He says as kids get older, proximity priority is no longer the main reason students aren't matched with a school. It's sibling priority.
The most phone calls I get at any point in the lottery is people who say, I live literally across the street from CFI 70 or CFI 84 or Butler 55. Why can't I go to that school? And I say to them, well, the vast majority of people who got into that school are people with siblings. And your proximity doesn't give you sole ownership of that school because it is a choice school.
That means the population at the school could continue to be disproportionately white if families at the school have more children. Collier says she doesn't want the sibling priority policy removed because she doesn't want to split up families. But according to Murphy, removal of both the proximity and the sibling priority would have the greatest impact to create more diversity at the school.
I think the real put your money where your mouth is moment is, would they be willing to eliminate sibling preference if that meant maybe their younger children wouldn't get into the school, if it meant that they would be inconvenienced?
The district says they do not have plans now to consider enrollment changes. For WFYI, I'm Elizabeth Gabriel.